We are here with Mitch Hermanson with Movember Canada for the start of another Movember campaign. First question to you, Mitch, and it's one I get asked a lot, especially since I myself am growing again this year. Is Movember still a thing? How do you get people excited about a campaign that sounds like it may have had its moment, as it were, a few years ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a thing, and we've been feeling a lot of excitement. A lot of upper lips have begun to tingle as we know that this, in the month of November, everyone gets together and supports men's health. I think over the years, you know, there's been some ups and downs, as is expected from any charity, but we've seen a lot of support from Canadians and expect this year to be really hairy and a big effort, all in support of men's health across the country.
So you wouldn't necessarily say that Movember has already hit a high water mark and is coming off of that. It's strength to strength still?
Right now, registrations are certainly up, and we're expecting a big campaign, raising tons of funds and awareness for men's health, yeah.
Okay, and what can you tell me about what's new this year? Anything different being done with the campaign or in terms of a focus? What is sort of the theme of this year's fundraiser?
Right, so as every year, we're encouraging men to and women, really, to head to Movember.com and sign up. Our message this year is it's a fun one. It's whatever you grow will save a bro. So really, whether you can grow a big, thick Ron Burgundy mustache or maybe a thinner one, maybe a Justin Bieber, you know what? We love them all because they all make a difference. They raise awareness. They raise funds, start conversation and save lives. So we're encouraging everyone to sign up. You can grow a mustache. You can also move, take a physical challenge. We're challenging people to move, walk or run 60 kilometers. You might say, what's with the 60 kilometers? That represents the amount of men that die every minute by suicide. Every hour, every minute somebody dies by suicide globally. So that's the physical activity challenge, move 60 kilometers. And you can host an event, so get creative, whether that's a road hockey tournament with friends, a chili cook-off with some colleagues. You can always start your own fundraiser for men's health.
So grow, move, host.
Exactly.
All right, and where do those Movember dollars go? What programs do they support?
Right, so it's a fun campaign, but this is a serious cause and unfortunately one that often touches many people at some point. So we support prostate cancer, testicular cancer, men's mental health and suicide prevention. All these funds go towards these men's health programs. We funded over about 1,250 globally. About a quarter of those are right here in Canada. Some great ones right here in British Columbia, actually. About a few weeks ago, we announced $2 million funding with Prostate Cancer Canada. Good chunk of that came to the Vancouver Prostate Center. Some of that going to Dr. Michael Cox. He's doing amazing work in advanced prostate cancer treatment. Prostate cancer feeds off of testosterone, and there is treatment that looks at hormone deprivation therapy, reduces that testosterone level. But he discovered that actually the cancer was still growing, discovered that actually the cancer was able to convert cholesterol into testosterone and grow off of that. So he's looking at a new form of treatment that will include cholesterol-reducing drugs to essentially halt the growth of this advanced prostate cancer. Some really cool stuff funded by Movember supporters.
And done right here, as you say,
exactly.
In Vancouver. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And as mentioned, Movember started out, of course, as a fundraiser for prostate cancer research. But really, it's come to encompass all facets of men's health. You were talking about suicide earlier. So that's quite the evolution in Movember.
Yeah, absolutely. So Movember, what we're really all about is starting those conversations to reduce the stigma about men's health and men talking about their health and taking action for it. We know that men aren't as likely to go to the doctors. I think it comes from, you know, at the core of how we're raised. We're kind of birded under this stereotype that we need to be that stoic, strong guy that never needs to ask for help. Unfortunately, that really works against us when it comes to our health. We go to the doctors late, or we don't go, and then we catch cancer late. And when it comes to your mental health, as you mentioned, that's probably where some of the most hairy facts are. Unfortunately, suicide, it's actually the second leading cause of death for men between the ages of 15 and 44. Out of all the suicides that happened in Canada this year, 75% of them are actually by men. So this is something that we saw and we wanted to make sure we take action for. We want to make sure that the men in our lives, you know, have the knowledge about their mental health, how to take care of it, how to recognize the signs of distress and take action for it, and how to be there actually to support the men in their lives as well whenever they go through tough times. Because let's be honest, we all go through a few tough times in life. It's completely normal. So there's no shame in reaching out. And we want to make sure that message is coming loud and clear, raise some awareness for it using the mustache as that kind of Trojan horse to start those conversations.
All right, and we'll leave it there to be continued with the conversations. Mitch Hermanson is with Movember Canada. I thank you for your time today, sir.
Thanks for having me, John.